The purpose of this show is solely to provide information for you to make your own decisions on the subjects that are presented. Welcome to the Ben Armstrong Show, folks. So glad that you have joined me. And yes, another holy cow episode. Major information from the 55,000 page Pfizer document dump that Pfizer did not want to release. Remember, Pfizer did not want anyone to see any of this information for 75 years. That's what they asked the courts. It's on public record. It's a fact. They didn't want the public to see these documents, which made Naomi Wolf, Dr. Naomi Wolf, she's not a medical doctor, but she is a doctor because she has a doctorate. But she has a whole bunch of volunteers. Some are lawyers, some are doctors, some are just regular people volunteering to go over the 55,000 pages. And now she's got more information. I believe Team 5 again has broken some major information yet again. Anyways, what it's showing is that in the Pfizer documents, they're finding out that the Moderna vaccine, which is 100 micrograms, actually damages the immune system. Pfizer found out in their own trials, I guess, that 100 micrograms will damage the immune system. And basically the lymphocytes, which is a type of white blood cell and really a key to your immune system. They knew this, and that means the government knew. They knew, just along with Pfizer, they knew that that 100 dose would damage people. When the exact time the government knew, I don't know, but they had to have seen the information. They did see some of these Pfizer documents way before we were allowed, the public, to get our hands on them. So they knew, and they still went forward. This is unbelievable. On top of that, Naomi Wolf didn't expand much upon this, but I will give you it. Pfizer documents indicate that the vaccine does affect your DNA. She talks a little bit about that. There's a whole bunch more. There's a lot to get to. Let's jump right into it. This is Dr. Naomi Wolf on with Steve Bannon on his show, War Room Pandemic. And Steve Bannon has asked her to go over some of the new findings, and that's what she does. So take a listen for yourself if you're listening on the radio. Watch this video at thenewamerican.com. Go to the video section, find it, The Ben Armstrong Show, and you can see this visual as well. But the audio should suffice. Take a listen.
Yeah. What an impressive group of people. I have a lot of headlines to report. First, Team 5 put together and is ready to publish a shocking report. And these are, you know, highly credentialed people. And I can tell you in the report, I understand now why we're seeing this pivot at the highest levels. Some of the headlines will give you nightmares. Just notably, Pfizer knew that a 100 microgram dose destroyed lymphocytes or suppressed lymphocytes. And what are lymphocytes? These are your helper cells, your white blood cells that protect your immune response. So this could explain why people who have been vaccinated are showing, the data show, and I'm not laughing because it's funny, I'm laughing because it's surreal. You know, they're the ones who are getting sick. They're the ones who are getting COVID. This may show why, but the 100 microgram dose, which the internal documents showed was abandoned due to its reactogenicity, every single person who got, and I'm sorry for everyone listening that this happened to you, who got the first Moderna dose, got 100 micrograms. So this is, you know, dangerous and harmful. The suppression of your immune system is what happens in other serious illnesses that I don't even want to describe.
Hold on, let's pause it there. This is what we've been saying way early on when we started to see data that people's immune systems clearly were being damaged. It's one thing that we know for sure is happening is the suppression of the immune system. Even the mRNA companies that gave you this mRNA fake vaccine but gene therapy admit that your immune system would attack their mRNA technology and destroy it, and they had to weaken your immune system. So I don't know if that's part of this, and since it's such a large dose compared to some of the other boosters and shots, Moderna had the largest dose. They knew it would damage. They didn't care. But why is that shocking, folks? They know this is the most dangerous vaccine on record. The numbers are in. The amount of vaccine injuries and deaths are off the chart. No vaccine would be allowed to be on the market with this type of injuries and death. Folks, I really want to make this clear. If any vaccine had 1% of what these vaccines have done, they'd have been pulled and said too dangerous. They do more harm than good. So they clearly don't care because they're not pulling. They're encouraging to do a fourth booster, as they know for a fact they have the VAERS system that millions upon millions of people have had adverse events. Why? Because your immune system has been affected. They've destroyed your white blood cells, especially the Moderna one did. But all of them, I think, are doing that from what we are seeing. And because of your immune system being brought down, if you have a weakness somewhere health-wise, you might not even know you've had this weakness because your body is doing fine. But when you lower that immune system, all of a sudden, a weakness hits you, like people were getting heart conditions or all sorts of conditions where, in fact, I don't know if I want to go into this or not. Actually, I will. I was on a Wayne Allyn Root's radio show as a guest, and Wayne Allyn Root informed me that he came across information that he had never seen before, and I had never heard this before until Wayne Allyn told me this. But since he told me this, Wayne Allyn Root told me this, since he's told me this, I have had personal stories told to me backing up exactly what Wayne Allyn Root has been told. Anyways, here's what it is. Hearing loss. Wayne Allyn Root was saying he went in to get an earpiece because he does a radio show, and it's a hearing place, specialist place. I don't know exactly which place he went to, but the person was a listener of his show, told him they are seeing massive amounts of people who have gotten vaccinated and are having hearing problems. This would make sense, as you're killing white blood cells, that even things that we haven't even talked about in the past are coming to light that the vaccine is affecting. Because if you damage white blood cells and you lower your immune system, all sorts of things can happen to you. Anything bad can happen to you, basically, if you're susceptible to it. Not everyone is going to be susceptible to having hearing loss, so they're not going to have it. But Wayne Allyn Root told me it was happening. Then I got some confirmation just the day after he told me this. So that's why I'm telling you, it seems pretty clear that that's happening too. But there's tons of side effects. Tons. And it's horrible, and they don't pull it. Well, Naomi Wolf goes into so much more, and I want to give you what she goes into. So take a listen. Let's pick up where we left off.
That's just one bombshell. The other bombshell is that Pfizer asserted that the mRNA had no effect on your DNA, but they cite two peer-reviewed studies that show that that is not the case. So that's also shocking. But the 100 microgram dose is the one that's really terrifying me, because you can see in their internal tables that people got the 10 microgram dose versus the 30 microgram versus the 100 microgram. And again, this is like not 100 micrograms of a tested product. It's 100 micrograms of mRNA, lipid nanoparticles, which we know to be so dangerous, those hard little fatty particles that go through your bloodstream, and spike protein. You know, those are being injected, and the tables show that they knew to anticipate, and loved ones of mine have this now, joint pain, muscle pain, extensive fevers, you know, cardiac problems as a result of these different dosages. So again, the danger and the lasting damage that they knew about are clearly on display. And another shocking thing to put together, you and I have looked at this, is the FDA publicized meeting in September of 2021. They're saying things that now look unbelievably reckless. And this is the FDA experts, right? Saying we've got to give kids vaccinations immediately because it would be unethical to give only half of them vaccinations and the other half placebos to see how they do. We've got to vaccinate everybody who's a child. And knowing what they knew in May of 2021 about 35 kids having permanent heart damage, you know, a week after the mRNA vaccines, to say, well, we can't even have a trial to see how they go. We have to vaccinate every child because of the risk-benefit analysis. Now that we know for sure kids have almost no risk from COVID, that is a surreal thing to claim. And
I'm going to pause it there. A surreal thing to claim? It is an evil thing to claim. You know kids are not at risk of being damaged by COVID-19, let alone dying of COVID-19, but they're not even going to be damaged by it. The worst that will happen is they get sick and they recover. If they're totally healthy and they're not having some massive pre-existing condition where they're possibly on their deathbed as a child from something else, that's the only time. And then you still wouldn't recommend getting the vaccine because that could damage you and push you over the edge, let alone COVID-19. But a healthy child, there's absolutely no risk, yet they want all the healthy children to take the vaccine. This is what I'm talking about, folks. Think of the evil this is. They know it's the most dangerous vaccine in the history of the world, and they want to give it to your kids. How do you explain this, folks? I'm not making it up. Everybody knows millions and millions of vaccine injuries have occurred all around the world. Everyone knows it. Everybody knows a family member that has been injured by the vaccine. And a lot of people got the vaccine and didn't get injured. And so a lot of those people who maybe don't talk to a lot of people, so they don't know their family members have been injured because they don't talk to their family. Those people might think, well, I got the vaccine, so I'm fine. But remember that there were placebos given out. There were and different doses. They did not give everyone the same amount of dose. You just may have gotten lucky. And in fact, I think the majority of people actually got lucky because I think they did that on purpose. They did a lighter amount of heavy doses, except for Moderna. But I think Moderna had placebos too. Remember, these are Pfizer documents. I don't know exactly what Moderna did, but I think they all had placebos. So that the or different levels of doses. We have evidence of that by how bad is my batch, where they followed the batches and some batches had massive side effects and other batches had no side effects whatsoever. So the batches were different. We know that for a fact. In fact, I think it was Dr. Peter McCullough that said he is so confident that there were different doses, he would testify in court against these companies saying that the data is so clear, it is impossible that it is impossible if they were giving out the same doses, same types of batches to everyone, you wouldn't see these massive variations. It's mathematically impossible. And he would testify to that in court. So folks, how can they be pushing to give this to children? But I'm going to jump to an article, folks. This article is from G. Edward Griffin's website, Need to Know. He posted an article that says Florida vaccine hesitancy reduced infant mortality in 2021. This is really interesting. Remember, they couldn't give the vaccine to children, okay? So there was one group, and this is just Florida, but there was one group that did not get the vaccine in 2021, and that's babies. Babies were not getting the vaccine. As we were seeing all-cause mortality, and this I'm not making this up if you're new to the show, insurance companies showed a 40% to 42% on average. All-cause mortality went up in the summer and fall of 2021, right after the vaccine mandate. This is not people dying of COVID-19. They cannot say that COVID-19 wasn't even doing anything at that time. That's when they were starting to say that the Omicron variant was going out, which was a weak variant, and people weren't being hospitalized. It had nothing to do with that. This is just all-cause mortality. This is people's immune systems being suppressed, and they're dying of all these other things that are not being labeled as a cause from the vaccine, yet the bodies piled up so high. This is not a joke. The bodies have piled up so high that we could look at the all-cause mortality and the insurance companies are like, what in the world? A 5% increase would be a catastrophe. And we saw insurance companies, some had higher than this, some had a little bit lower, but on average, a 40% increase in death of the working age from 18 to 65. Can you believe that? That's unbelievable information. We should be talking about that constantly. This fits in with that. At the exact same time that's happening, all these massive deaths are increasing in all the age groups, actually, except for in Florida, there was an age group that saw a decrease in death, and that's babies, and that's what this is about. Take a listen. We'll see if we can throw this up on the screen. What it says here, I have not seen the raw numbers on this. I'm trusting because, you know, I've seen things from G. Edward Griffin all the way in the past from a long time ago, and he's usually been good. So I'm just trusting that this is accurate. I have not confirmed it. Just keep that in mind. Here's what it says. In 2021, vaccination of infants massively decreased in Florida due to vaccine hesitancy. That would make sense, folks. That would make sense, right? Some people would be like, okay, we're not talking about the COVID vaccine. Just babies get vaccines. And parents said, no, I don't want my kid to get any of these vaccines. Now, it wasn't a huge, huge chunk, but it was a big enough chunk from what we have seen, what is normal. Okay, I'm going to continue reading what it says. Along with decrease in childhood vaccinations, all-cause infant mortality also massively decreased in perfect lockstep. Some parents rejected vaccines for their newborns in 2021, causing childhood vaccinations to decrease from 93.4% down to 79.3%. During the same time, all-cause infant mortality under 1 year of age in Florida also decreased by 8.93%. Decrease in infant mortality happened as deaths in other age groups increased significantly. A 14% increase in the rejection of vaccines for newborns appears to be associated with the 9% reduction in infant mortality. So parents rejected their kids getting all these different vaccines, and more babies lived in Florida. And it's probably the only age group that saw during that time period an actual all-cause mortality decrease. I believe all other age groups saw massive increase in deaths. And what's the correlation here? Those people got a vaccine. The babies stopped getting as many vaccines, and their life and all-cause mortality decreased. Deaths decreased. More babies lived. Yet you've got the government running around wanting to go and inject the babies. It's almost like they're angry that babies are living. I'm not joking about that. It does feel like they're angry about it. I don't know. I can't get in the heads of these people, but this is sickening. Let me go back to where I left off with Dr. Naomi Wolf. We're going to go back and pick it up from there.
Claim in public. Notably, the real dissenter in that video, you can't see it. I kept trying to play it, and the video wouldn't show me that section of a real dissenter saying, hey, there are cardiac damages here. So these are public documents. I know a group of members of Congress have sent a very stern letter to the head of the FDA saying, show us everything, all your internal documents related to this, as they should, Those are public documents, and we need to see what the FDA knew and when they knew it, because this is such a serious, a crisis for the American people that this was allowed to happen.
When do you think we'd be ready? You'll be ready to do like a mini webinar, to do like an hour in the evening that we set up in support, so we can do your first cut of here's where we stand, kind of your not even interim report, but this is where, because I want to do one thing that we get like all the different verticals, because I see your I watch the emails and what your team's working on. It's there's so many deep things that I think have to be brought before the American people, even at this preliminary stage. When do you think we? Because essentially, what you're saying is that there's still a clinical trial going on, which makes sense. These vaccines take 10, 15 years, whatever they take. This is a this is a clinical trial. It's the reason they wanted to hide the data for 7 years. Is that essentially the summation, that that the American people have been subject to a clinical trial of which they didn't know they were signing up for?
Well, they did know, because if you read the fine print, you know, it was no secret that this was the EUA short circuits, the normal internal trials process. And we knew, or people who looked closely knew, that the clinical trials were not done till 2023. It's much more serious than that. It looks to me, this is not an overstatement from what I've seen, that this was a clinical trial that by August of 2021, Pfizer and the FDA knew was failed, that the vaccines were not safe and effective, that they weren't working, that the efficacy was waning. That's something else. Wow. That team more, okay. And that they were seriously dangerous, and they rolled it out anyway.
Hang on 1 second. I think we got a headline there.
All right, we're going to cut it there. But folks, of course they knew that these vaccines failed. I know it's like they knew all the way back in August. Well, what about this point? They know right now that it's not effective and it only harms. They know that right now, and they're still pushing it. So why would it be shocking that at the beginning they knew it wasn't doing anything and it was harming people? Why is that shocking? They know right now. It is beyond any doubt. All scientific evidence proves this vaccine harms way more than it does. It doesn't do anything. How many people got the shot and they're still getting sick with COVID, or a variant of COVID, like we said would happen? In fact, I said that's going to happen from the very beginning. Oh, it's frustrating. Take your frustration away with this. Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father except through him. You know that. And all things can pass away, but you'll be fine. Put your trust in him, because you can't trust your government. That's for sure. I love you guys. See ya. If you like what you're hearing on my show, consider watching The Daniel Natal Show, which is presented by The New American at thenewamerican.com. Daniel Natal will go into all sorts of stuff at a very intellectual, high intellectual level. And I love how he does things. You should check it out. So think of it as the intelligence agency bureau for people to go to. It's really unique, really cool, and very intellectual. If you're into that, you will love it. So check out The Daniel Natal Show at thenewamerican.com.